This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. And it is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. What I have been trying to do is really explore this world of cannabis, and not in a way of passing the joint, but in a way of just trying to educate people. And there are stories that we cover. We talk with lawyers, we talk to doctors, we talk to practitioners, we talk to growers. We have been really examining the world of cannabis and hemp. And there's a distinction between the two of them, which I make all the time. And I think it's important we understand this distinction as well. And we have a guest that comes on quite frequently who has been one of the leaders in the PR world on hemp. And it's Mark Goldman, and he's a partner at Hemp Public Relations. And it's a firm that helps individuals and businesses in their cannabis industries to achieve greater visibility in the public eye through media. And we do a roundup, and we do a story. We do stories about relevant things happening in the world, and there are a couple of major stories that we must talk about today, and we're kicking things off with Mark Goldman. Mark, welcome to the program.
Frankie, you know, it's an absolute pleasure being on your show, especially on Fridays. I love Fridays, and you know what, I love the show on Fridays even more.
Well, you know, the show is not heard on Fridays everywhere, but the point, though, is that we love doing the show as well. So there are people hearing it on Saturdays in different parts of the country at different times. But, yes, it's a wonderful show.
And also heard on YouTube as well.
Yes, on YouTube as well. Correct. Thank you for that. Yes, we have to start promoting that. I keep forgetting to do that. Duh.
Hey, you know, we got some great people behind the scenes working on those YouTube shows and segments. And
our favorite
guy. People should be listening.
Our favorite guy, John Iannuzzi, who we both have had the pleasure of working with, is doing that for us, and he's doing a spectacular job.
Absolutely.
Job. Okay.
Absolutely. Moving on.
Thank you, John. What are you to make of Jeff Sessions' statement yesterday?
Jeff Sessions, this is a very, very big story. If you missed it, you really need to listen to it. I don't think it's going to, personally, in my opinion, I don't think it's going to affect too many things. Hopefully he gets fired before this all goes down. You know, with the Trump administration, you know, people get fired every single day of the week. So, who knows what will happen, right?
Right.
All right, so here is the deal. Sessions planned a marijuana crackdown, draws fire from politicians, from growers, from everybody all around the country. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Thursday, rescinded the Obama-era protections for marijuana businesses and casted a dark cloud over the booming industry. The news sent marijuana-related stocks tumbling and had some wondering what might happen to an industry that took in $8 billion in sales last year and is expected, pardon me, to grow to $23 billion nationwide, pardon me, by 2020 and create more than 280,000 jobs. Why would anybody in their right mind try to stop that?
I don't understand that story. But I will tell you that the former U.S. Attorney General, who is now, she's just a fabulous woman, is now the mayor of Seattle. And she made it very clear, very, very clear, that she will not tolerate anything of, how she said it on television last night was that they are prepared to fight anything that goes down. And she said at this point, how is it possible to take the horse back, and now that it's wild, how are you going to get that wild horse back into the barn? You can't. It's out. It's 64%. 64% of Americans are in favor of cannabis of some sort. Now,
right.
There's more that are going to the health food store and are using CBD, the cannabidiol, the hemp version, where you're not getting high. So how can you possibly take that and take it away from people after they're used to it? And people have spent millions of dollars on trying to get all of this, getting these fundings and their life savings. So how can you possibly do this? And Jenny Durkin said she is prepared. She knows the laws as a former prosecutor, U.S.
Right.
Attorney General.
Okay.
She is prepared. She is prepared. Jenny said, bring it on. Bring it on, Sessions. We are prepared here in Seattle. We are going to protect our growers. We are going to protect our stores.
You know what? Our country is moving to such a positive direction in the marijuana, hemp, cannabis sort of industry and mentality. And this is a smack in the face, you know, and it's
yeah.
really horrible. I don't personally, again, think anything will really become of it. Who is he really going to go after? Growers, you know, the local pot shops, the cannabis, you know, edibles. So who is he going to go after, really? But, you know, just to throw that empty threat out there is scary.
Well, what makes it so scary, Mark, is that the federal government is saying, you know, they made the statement, Obama made the statement, let the states decide, let the states decide.
Yep.
The problem is that you have a government where marijuana is considered a class one drug.
Right.
And so it's just so convoluted. The whole thing is kind of crazy, in my opinion, and I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how we get rectification in this, if we do. But I have to share with you that one of the things that this mayor, this brilliant woman, said, and I just am crazy about her. She's my new hero. I love Jenny. And
you know, that's kind of weird that you bring that up, because I thought I was your hero.
You as well.
That air.
You as well.
Okay.
You as well. So Jenny said, I think we as Americans are missing the boat because we have a government that does not understand the opioid crisis.
Very true.
We can change the opioid crisis with the use of medical marijuana. We can change the way people are healing. We can change people that have terminal illnesses that want to get off medications. You know, and I know, I love this show. It's an educational odyssey. It really is. You know,
love
and
that.
I know.
Love that.
You and I both know that through education, and I wrote this down, I wrote down something months ago about this show, and I was looking through my notes and trying to find my quote, because I wrote it down, and I, you know, if I don't write it down, it's gone. I don't know about you, but it just goes. But my quote was a very powerful quote, because it was about the education, because without education, what do we have? We have nothing. Without
education's power, right?
Here it is. Without the education, we lose the fight. That was my quote. Because without the education, we lose the fight. And the fight is that we have people in this country, and you are one of them, that benefits from medical marijuana. You have a condition that you have shared openly with us, and I'm so grateful for your honesty and your candor. But you have shared with all of us, Mark Goldman, about your Tourette's syndrome.
Right.
And the fact that you are using cannabis. And so this is a very important story, and I have to tell you, Jeff Sessions, it's not going away.
No one is going
to fade quickly into the background. It's too much has happened. Too much is open. And my hero of the day is Jenny Durkin. And we're going to continue. There's some really fascinating stories that Mark has for us. And we'll be back in just a moment. Mark, give us the website for...
Sure, it's hemppublicrelations.com, hemppublicrelations.com. Check us out if you're looking to be on radio, TV, in the media, all over the country talking about hemp, cannabis, marijuana, whatever it might be.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and I call it an educational odyssey because that's what we're on. New frontiers, new worlds opening up, California this week, and Mark, this is one of the stories. Joining us today is PR guru Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations. And Mark has been, as we went to break, I was just sharing, Mark, about your own use of cannabis to help with your Tourette's syndrome.
Right.
But there are some very interesting stories this week because recreational marijuana was legalized in California on Monday.
Time for a class trip, the Frankie Boyer trip.
Yeah, we're gonna do this road trip eventually at some point. But I have to tell you, I have to be honest, I'm not a real big cannabis person. I love CBD. But I'm not into THC stuff, so I'm just not. But I do love CBD. I love CBD.
And how about flower?
No,
flower is
I'm
also
not
known as marijuana or green or wacky
no,
tobacco
no,
or
no.
whatever you want to call
no,
it.
No, I'm not. No? Not into the THC. Not at all. No.
Okay.
So, but anyway, there is another big story.
Yeah.
When we heard that marijuana became legal, there was a former sports boxer who is decided to get into the action. Tell us who this unlikely character is. And
this
I didn't
is
think,
such,
and
such
I didn't,
big news.
And I didn't think he had that kind of money, but talk to me about this story, please.
You know what? I agree with you. I didn't think he had that kind of money. However, you know what? People are always attracted to this guy for whatever reason. And, you know, there's always investors and whatever else. I am, before we go into the story, a huge fan of this guy. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he was a fantastic boxer back in the day. And he just got caught up into a little trouble with people. No, that's just my story. Anywho, it's Mike Tyson, if you had to guess. Mike Tyson is going green. The former boxer has broken ground on a 40-acre marijuana operation in California City, according to The Blast. Half of the land will be used to grow marijuana, while the other half will be dedicated to a hydro feed plant and a supply store, an extraction facility, an edible factory, premium glamping campgrounds and cabins, and an amphitheater. I think this is amazingly fun. Recreational marijuana was legalized in California, as everybody knows by now, on Monday, this past Monday. Tyson, known best for his boxing, included becoming the youngest heavyweight champion in history, was fined $200,000 in 2000 after testing positive for marijuana. Can you believe it?
I can, yes.
So you're telling me you smoked a little weed before one of your fights or had a little marijuana before one of your fights and you got fined $200,000?
Wow.
That blows my mind. In his 2013 memoir, he admitted to getting high before matches, major matches, often, upsetting the officials and also by using fake urine and clean urine and other things to get past this.
Right. So what's so interesting is we've done a couple of stories. You've actually broken some of these stories about there. I think it was in Colorado. There's a place that's getting ready to become a cannabis dude ranch,
right,
if you will.
Whole, if you recall, this city is super small, and they're taking the whole city, kind of like an old school city, and making it like marijuana city, like with the blacksmith and everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, but Mike Tyson, where is he getting? Do we have any idea who he's going to be doing this with?
You know what? There wasn't too much information out there as far as his business goes and his business goals and propositions and all that goes. But you know what? It's super, super exciting. As you know, California is wasting no time buying recreational marijuana after statewide
right.
legislation. It's hugely popular over there. It's going to bring a lot of tourism dollars into the state. It's going to bring a lot of tax money into the state. Super, super, it's a great thing.
You know, I can't believe how young Mike Tyson is. I thought he was like an older man, but he's in his early 50s.
Not bad at all, not bad at all. You know, it's kind of weird. He also said he used marijuana when he was busted for cocaine possession in 2007, a crime for which he was sentenced just 24 hours in jail, thankfully. Tyson was also sentenced to 6 years for allegedly raping an 18-year-old woman, in a hotel in 91. He served less than 3 years.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Yeah, yeah, that's really unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So,
but you know what? He obviously needs to clean up his stuff already.
I was going to say, this
is a little bit.
Yeah, this is a man that has had his troubles. I'm not sure how I feel about what he's doing because I don't know enough about the story. I just know the headlines as we are talking today.
Right.
But
right.
I think that, by the way, where is California City? I don't know where that is.
You know what? I'm not exactly sure where that is either, to be 100% honest with you.
But
however,
it's going to be California City.
We will find it.
Yeah, it's going to be in California City. And what makes this even more exciting a story is that he's going to spend time developing different strains for people so that, you know how Baskin and Robbins created their 50 flavors?
Right.
That's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to create a lot of different flavors and really and truly make this product available. Now, how long do you think it will take before he's up and running?
You know what?
Realistically.
I mean, if he's going to be building an amphitheater and, you know, possibly a hotel.
Oh, this is going to be years down the road. I'd say years down the road.
It's got to be either years down the road unless he opens, you know, does one part of the facility, opens, and then does the next part, and the next part, and the next part. So, who knows?
Do you think that because it's Mike Tyson, is that why he's able to get away with the past that he's had, the checkered past, and to get away with what he's doing?
You know, it's all kind of weird because he does have a very big checkered past. He's been in the news a lot for his quote-unquote checkered past. And I'm a little shocked that government officials are going to let him go through with this unless he's connected to a lot of, you know, smart investors.
Right. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails lately from Whoopi Goldberg's company as well.
Right.
So is this going to be... is this going to be the future that we're going to start seeing celebrities now instead of endorsing, you know, Mercedes-Benz as Don Draper has been doing or
right.
the accounting firm? Are we going to see more celebrities? I think so. I think this is it. Hey, Mark, thank you so much. What's the best website, please?
HempPublicRelations.com. HempPublicRelations.com. Please, you know, just check it out.
And it's always fun having Mark here. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer in Educational Odyssey.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Joining us now is a man who's very passionate about educating all of us. This is Cannabis Talk with Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, and I call it an educational odyssey because that's what we're doing. We're trying to educate people to the benefits. As a medical doctor and as a businessman, Steve Janik knows only too well how powerful this cannabis product is. He is the founder of Americanex, and it's AmericanEx. Americanex is an amazing company because there's no banking. There are no systems. I know this is the most bizarre story. It's almost as like Dr. Steve Janik, welcome back. It's almost as though we have the cart, but we forgot about how are we going to run the cart. The cart's all built, but no one thought about how is it going to run. And so, I mean, you know more than anyone else because you're trying to get systems in place. You're trying to get some electronic opportunities for people so that banking and, I mean, this is a big bloody mess we're in right now.
It's a huge mess, and as you saw as of yesterday, a mess that seems to be getting even bigger. You know, with the announcement of Sessions and the retraction of the Cole memo, the Cole memo gave clear guidelines to the industry as how they can transact and interact in the industry without federal prosecution. Taking away the Cole memo by Sessions does change the face of the industry. The interesting part is it doesn't, until he comes out and clearly states what they decided to do, I think this is just a lot of politics. I don't understand what they would be doing in this administration if they were to decide to prosecute legal medicinal and recreational cannabis businesses. We do find that hard to believe, and even as you've seen multiple government officials have come out and stated that Sessions had had on multiple occasions said he was not going to go after the cannabis.
That's right. Yes. States.
So we're trying to really find out what this is. As you and I both know, the medicinal value of cannabis is far above and beyond what most people understand. And
right.
The value is tremendous. So to think about prosecuting patients is insane.
It's absolutely insane. And I was talking about my hero this week is Jenny Durkin, who is the mayor of Seattle, former attorney general, saying that we as a country, and you have said this numerous times on this program, Steve, that, and as a doctor, I'd love for you to respond to what her comment was. Her comment was yesterday, do we not understand that this is the potential answer for the opioid crisis? Do we not understand that patients that are deathly sick, patients that have cancer, that this medicinal medical marijuana could be the answer? We're not really understanding the power of this plant, and I go back to Israel and I go back to Spain because those two countries in this world, they get it. They are doing remarkable research, and there are some wonderful companies in this country that are also doing some research. And Australia today is exporting medical marijuana. They're exporting the plant because they understand the benefits. So we've got a lot of countries in this world that are understanding. And there was a study out that said 64% of Americans are in favor of this plant. They're in favor of using this plant. So from a strictly medical place, Dr. Steve Janik, which is what you are as an MD, what are your thoughts when you hear someone wanting to strip that away from people and patients' rights?
Well, it is really scary. And as I've said multiple times, the only patent ever issued on medicinal marijuana in the United States has been to the United States government. So they do get it. whether they want to come out and say it is a whole different story. But you know that this is the good part is the public is much more educated than it ever has been in the past. And that's why you see a number like 64% of Americans are comfortable with the use of some form of medicinal cannabis. It is scary to me to think that this is a medication that has so many uses from the opioid crisis, and this is in the American Medical Journal, that states can see as high as 25 to 30% reduction in opioid deaths in a crisis where this is caused billions of dollars. Somebody needs to wake up, whether it be the pharmaceutical companies, whether it be the insurance companies. But when you're talking about billions of dollars that we could save because of a plant that socially should be acceptable is scary to me. It shows the times that we live in and that, frankly, the lobby for medicinal marijuana isn't as big as the lobby for pharmaceutical companies and others. So as much as I fear what Sessions may do, I do believe that when you look at the numbers as high as 64% here in this country, and I can tell you that that usage and that number is a growing older population because they see the value, they're getting the value of medicinal cannabis, I find it hard to believe that we're not going to continue to move forward. And I think companies like GW Pharmaceuticals, Isodyl, who is distributing a CBD products through multiple forms and has patents as well as through, I believe, in Brazil and other places, is delivering it through the medical community.
Yes.
So it shows you that the medical community around the world is starting to get it. And slowly here in the U.S., we will. And listen, I was sitting in the gym the other day, and I heard a physician tell me that, and it wasn't speaking to me directly, but to an individual who was saying how it was helping him, and the doctor came out and said, there's no study, there's no value, and I don't believe. And that is so shocking to me that I had to stand up as a medical professional and say, you haven't done your homework, you haven't done your research, and frankly, that's such a poor statement by a medical professional that that I was appalled at hearing it. Because they
It should be appalling. Yeah, that's very appalling.
He's done no research.
It's crazy.
He's speaking from propaganda in the 60s, and that's scary to me that we're still there.
Yeah. That's why I'm committed to doing this show, and I have to tell you, we just had on Mark Goldman, who does PR, and Mark has been very verbal about his use of cannabis for his Tourette syndrome, and he said that it makes him function. It gives him the ability. Cannabis, the plant, allows him to function without tics, without the disruption that normally would be found with Tourette's. And I think that's amazing that he's found something that works, that's not going to harm his liver or his kidneys.
And the bad part is if he's in the wrong state, he can go to jail for that.
Well, that's exactly right. Yes.
And that to me is scary, appalling, and not part of what we built this country on. You know, this is America. This isn't a third world country. And frankly, what we're seeing daily on television, it is scary when it comes to the political environment in this country. And I think that that has to change, and I think it slowly will, and I think that the people of this country get it, and I think they're going to fight Sessions on this one.
Absolutely.
And frankly, what we hear from our lobbyists is we hear that this is just, it's another vehicle for them to negotiate the political pressures against some of the other things that they're looking at, like DACA and
yes.
Other...
It's being put in that.
Changes that this government is taking.
Yeah.
So.
I wish we had more mayors like Jenny Durkin in this country who said she would go after Sessions hook, line, and sinker. There would be no holes barred if he ever came after any of her any of her stores or grow is in Seattle. So we have to take a quick break. Give your website, and when we come back, let's talk about what you're trying to do and how you're trying to change the entire electronic industry of banking and how people pay and are accountable for the cannabis plant. Steve, give out the website, please.
Sure, and it is all about accountability. Amercanex, www.amercanex.com, amercanex.com. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. Dr. Steve Janik is with us today. We're talking about the state of cannabis with what's happening in this country and with the latest news from Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I'm you know, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z. I call it an educational odyssey because that's what it is. Dr. Steve Janik felt that there was a need, because there was really nothing in terms of regulations. And when I say that, doctor, explain to us when you first got into this field and what your mission was and what your goal was trying to accomplish with your company, please.
One is, we believe that if this product is going to be viable, that there needs to be protection for public health and safety. That to us was very important. And the only way to really do that is to be able to manage and control the participants in the industry so that the product that's being sold is product that's tested, that follows some guidelines, like we have, you know, the FDA and other guidelines for food and other products that we're going to ingest. But we also believe that for this industry to grow and flourish, and frankly, for people like Jeff Sessions, whom have reservations, we built technology to manage that industry properly. So I'll give you an example. In Colorado, a very large participant recently lost 28 licenses. Why? Because he allowed participants to not follow the rules. So a participant was able to walk in the store, purchase his daily limit, leave, come right back in the store with the same ID and purchase the same daily limit. And he could do that all day long from dispensary to dispensary. And that seemed to be common practice. So we have gone to the regulators. We've gone to the participants and said, listen, we could provide a very simple piece of software that when they go to check out, it checks their ID. It knows the name, it knows the date, it knows when that person made a purchase. And so when he walks back in the store or any other store, he can't make another purchase, which makes everybody follow the law. The problem was lack of enforcement. Because there was a lack of enforcement of the rules, people broke the rules, and now we're seeing that those rules are being enforced. So we have approached the MED in Colorado, Board of Equalization and Marijuana Enforcement Divisions in California, to show them that with a simple piece of technology, we could help the industry follow the rules. We could help the participants, public health and safety. I'm going to say this a million times, it's so important for this industry. We could provide a safe infrastructure for this industry. And Frankie, the biggest problem, as you know, is cash. We have the Patriot Act for a reason, because of money laundering. And what does scare me is if you get individuals like Sessions that come in that don't understand that this can be regulated and they have a fear of not being able to regulate, frankly, everybody in the industry is laundering money. And that's a scary thought process on a daily basis.
That's very scary. And what makes this even more frightening, Dr. Steve Janik, is that we as a country pride ourselves on really getting out of the hole financially and making this country an opportunity for all of us to have a better life, to be better in every way. And what we're not understanding is that if we can get this piece that you're talking about, this important part of the story, then the billions of dollars that California will, which they desperately need, desperately as a state need, the billions of dollars coming in from this cannabis plant can change lives. And we look at Colorado.
It'll change lives dramatically.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, Frankie, is there was a statistic put out last week by multiple polls, and what they're stating is for 2018, 400,000, Frankie, 400,000 new jobs that never existed before in this country. That is a tremendous opportunity, a huge number, and it's allowing people to start their own businesses. This is what this country was built on.
That's right.
All bought into in this country, and frankly, this is where opportunity exists right now in this country. And when you talk about 400,000 new jobs, and this industry is so small, you can imagine how many new jobs, how many good employers, and these are good age workers. The average job in this industry pays $20 an hour to an unskilled laborer. That is a great thing. If the current administration can understand that if you will embrace this with the current economic opportunity that exists in this country, the stock market is hitting all-time new highs.
Yes.
People are back to work. We as a company took this tax benefit and gave all of our employees health insurance.
That's
so they
awesome.
Really understood the true benefits that we will have and will produce moving forward. I think they're going to allow this industry to grow. And we have reached out to the federal government, even as of yesterday, to get them to understand that there is technology that can manage, control, and help this industry grow. And we're there.
And you have it.
We have that technology.
Yeah.
Prove it to work.
Yeah.
So it must be so frustrating.
To see that you know, people can go into a coffee shop like Starbucks and use their phone and use Apple Pay or use a watch and go into a store and buy whatever they want, not even have to carry a wallet. That technology is available in the cannabis world because you've created it.
It is, and here's the scary part. Because of the lack of enforcement or the lack of proper enforcement, they are allowing these participants to deal in cash. And that's a problem. It's a big problem.
And we will continue this conversation in 2018, and I'm so thrilled you're a part of this conversation, Steve Janik, Dr. Steve Janik. What's the best website, please, for more information about the work you're doing and your extraordinary company?
www.amercanex.com.
Thank you so much, and thank Amercanex for all that they're doing. We'll be back next time. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.